Blog Talk Radio.
From Tacoma, the NAWC Tonight Show starring Robert Q. Seidelman. This is Jim Williams, along with Doc Everton and the BTR Orchestra, inviting you to join Rob and his guests, Mr. Yamaguchi-san, Katie Vick, the Yeti, and Freakout. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Sidey.
Awesome. That is awesome. That is 10 shades of awesome.
Oh, no.
Well,
wow.
We're only going to have a wild and wacky show tonight here at the NAWC Tonight Show. You know, Ed McMahon, our announcer, or Jim Williams, as we like to call him.
You are correct, sir.
Oh, that's a win!
Yes, Doc Severinsen. Doc Severinsen, can you play us a little tune, if you will, please?
Yeah. By the way, best open ever. That was awesome. That was beautiful.
Thank you.
That was great.
And let me introduce everybody. I can't do the Johnny Carson voice.
Okay.
But I can do Karnak.
Oh, good.
Karnak.
Yes.
The guest's names have been sealed and hermetically sealed in the mayonnaise jar on Funk and Wagnall's porch since noon today. No one! Except Sidey Man. Those the contents of the envelopes, but in a strange and, dare I say, esoteric way, will divine the answers having never before seen them. Is that right, sir?
Yes.
Okay.
Chicken pox.
Chicken pox.
Rip. The answer, Jason Block regrets writing down 9 years ago on Jeopardy.
Wow! Yeah! But seriously, folks, I would love to be paid $30 million not to do my job.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because, by the way, if you have the guys have not heard, the buyout of NBC is $30 million. To Conan, push him out of the spot where Jay Leno said, you know, he would let him go for 2 years. By the way, that NBC mistake will cost them between $100 and $150 million if you figure everything in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So much for saving that money.
Yeah.
You're combining lost ad revenues and advertising and contracts and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it's funny. I can put it on my chin.
Yeah, I got another. I got three more here. Here's the next one.
Mm-hmm.
New owners of the Cleveland Browns.
New owners of the Cleveland Browns.
Carl Chenier, VRM, and Stat Boy Josh Henniger, after all of them, beat the living crap out of Randy Orton and take everything he's worth.
Oh, my.
Not exactly what I was aiming for, but I'll take it, mainly because I effing hate Randy.
And we get a pro franchise out of the deal.
Well, yeah. The Cleveland Browns aren't really a pro franchise, but we won't go there.
Whoa!
Hey, we can change that. We can change that first thing first.
We hold
Genius
all the
money.
We hold the money. We hold the money.
Okay.
Plus,
okay.
You got Mike Holmgren. Isn't that right, Carl Schneer?
What he said, yes, I guess.
Yeah. Holmgren
I hold in my hand the last one.
Yay!
Yay!
Woo-hoo!
This is a good one, I think. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Uh-oh.
The apple doesn't fall far... from the tree. Hermetically sealed, by the way.
Yeah. what Rob Van Dam said to Nikki Hammond when she manages him in the WWE 1 year from now.
Oh!
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Karnak the Magnificent. Good night.
Good night. Better than anything that's been on Conan O'Brien in the last month.
Except the circle, circle, circle train at the beginning. That was the greatest.
Yeah. Okay, now, we had some fun. Now we get to some serious business with WWE financial stuff.
Puppets.
Right. A report from Meltzer states that Survivor Series, lost 26% of last year, down from 317 to 230.
Now, the 230, you said, was not...
is international buy, is combined. American buys down 33% from 210 last year to 140.
Any way you look at that, that sucks.
Welcome to the new economy, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it also doesn't help when three things have happened. One, I believe they raised the price on the pay-per-views. I think this was a $45 pay-per-view.
No, it was still $40.
Yeah,
$45 coming up.
Still too high. Still sort of too high. The second one was a card that we've already seen before.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, actually. Okay. Exactly.
The economy really plays a part in it. But what I'm also looking at is you take a look at the matches themselves. Looking back at the Survivor Series, wasn't, aside from Cena trips Michaels, was it even a good pay-per-view?
Not that I recall.
Very forgettable.
Did you see it, Mickey?
I did, and I've got to pull the card. I should be pulling the card up.
I have it here. Cena defeated Triple H and Shawn Michaels for the WWE Championship. Undertaker defeated Big Show and Chris Jericho. Kingston defeated Team Orton. Batista defeated Rey Mysterio. Team Miz defeated Team Morrison. And Team Mickey defeated Team Michelle.
I think one of the other things it suffered from was we had bragging rights just a few weeks before, so we'd already seen a team-on-team match. I really don't like those two pay-per-views so close together.
So let's move. July's looking for a pay-per-view, so let's move. If we move bragging rights to July.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't be a bad idea.
True.
Well, I mean, put it to you this way. December's pay-per-view buys aren't going to be much, you know, much either. Because you had John Cena versus Sheamus. Good Lord, have mercy.
No.
What kind of main event is that?
Okay. You had Undertaker versus... who the hell did Undertaker face?
Batista. Undertaker versus Batista in it was one of the dumbest stipulation matches that I've seen. Where it was Batista low blows Undertaker, clobbers him with a chair, does the Batista bomb, and wins the match. But T-Long comes out and says, no, it ain't going down like that, playa.
And you had a
because only the chair is legal.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And you had a TLC pay-per-view with no blood.
That can be blamed.
Get the other cut! Get the towels!
Okay.
No. That could be blamed by its Texas Athletic Commission. All cuts have to be treated immediately. I think it's a rule, so they ran down in there.
No, I'm not putting my hand down in there. I'm going to call bullshit, okay?
Yeah.
Because
irrigation.
Okay. This is the PGification. You know, it's like, put it to you this way. This is safe wrestling. I mean, the WWE should be sponsored by Trojan or Lifestyle these days. I'm just serious.
Not very PG, though.
No, it's not, but I'm just saying.
Have you seen what age they teach safe sex to, Nikki, these days? I'm just saying. So,
yeah,
it's PG.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they do teach it because nobody wants to talk about it.
Right, but
Nikki, I was taught sex education when I was 9.
Yeah.
And now you know why he's abstinent. I apologize. I'm sorry.
No. But to the actual.
You should ask the. You should ask a couple people I've been with a few months ago.
Never mind. Can we?
Hi, Tony.
Anyway. The actual point is that WWE has gotten so safe and so predictable, and TNA, to give a comparison, has a shot to be so edgy and to be the legit alternative, and they're not, you know? They're Nitro, you know?
No, Jason, they're not Nitro yet. They're Thunder.
Yes, they're Thunder. Yes, they're WCW Thunder.
But let me preface the Thunder. It is, to me, it is late Thunder, like late 2000, early 2001 after Vince Russo left, meaning the show's still watchable. It's actually quite watchable. But you sort of, it could be better. That's where I'm getting at. It could be better.
It could be a
You're left scratching your head upon viewing it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what I'm saying to you is that you have, I mean, the reason why the WWE is not going to be, they're going to be in this funk throughout 2010, with no doubt in my mind, minus WrestleMania, of course. They'll get their million buys there.
And that leads into the second part of this WWE news. John Cena has back problems, and if it doesn't get treated, he could be out for about 4 or 6. Alvarez, Jason Alvarez.
Okay.
Is where I got this from.
Do you have the actual article?
I can pull it up.
Please.
But John Cena has bulging discs in his back. And if he doesn't get treated, that's easily easy 3 months, 3 to 6 months out.
But no, John Cena, he'll be back in 5 weeks.
Yeah, to win the Royal Rumble. Oh, wait, that's in 2 weeks.
No. He'll be back. What he'll do is he goes out right after the Rumble. He does a surprise at WrestleMania and then beats the crap out of Sheamus when somehow he beats Triple H. Why am I smoking? Anyway,
The same stuff RVD is. Same stuff RVD is. Oh, I'm kidding. Sorry, Nick.
Sorry.
But it's one of, you know, I don't see them coming out of the funk anytime soon. I mean, WWE has been watchable over the last couple of weeks. You know?
I think it's been better than it has been, but
December was not a career highlight for WWE.
I think they were improving as we were going through December. The pay-per-view wasn't that great, but they should have had the concept nailed down before they tried to do the pay-per-view, but it probably looked great on paper. It didn't work on canvas. We're in the Rumble to Mania corridor, so they're going to try harder, and it's going to be like this till about May, and then it's going to go into the toilet. That seems to be how WWE operates.
Yeah, that's going to be tough for 2010.
I mean, everyone was thinking that Bret Hart was going to pop the ratings so big that, you know, it was going to be, you know, media's 4.0. It wasn't. Ratings went up from a 3.6 to a 3.7 this week. All right.
With Tyson.
Because they wanted to find out what would happen next. Mm-hmm. I mean, Bret Hart on his official Facebook page put in a sort of semi-shoot, WWE posting basically saying that Shawn and him legitimately made up and had peace and his business with Vince McMahon, we don't know. Okay?
All right, that works for me. Carl, you've seen the Raw and you even brought me up to the Bret Hart stuff. What are your thoughts on this? Go to Ed McMahon.
You are correct, sir. Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's interesting, the whole thing. Now, I mean, it was known that Bret was going to show up this week. This past week. This has the potential to be the kickstart that WWE needs right now. I mean, it's the biggest thing in wrestling right now is Bret Vince. I don't care what anybody says. The Hulk Hogan TNA thing. To me, it's one more reason not to watch TNA. We've been down this road before. It was fun for a little while, and then it petered out. It's going to be the same kind of deal. It's fun for a little while, if that, then it's going to peter right back out and kill the company.
Sounds pretty good to me. Now, on to the subject of bad booking.
Yes.
Or desperation booking.
Which is TNA's
MO. Why
don't
you come to your senses?
Mm-hmm. That's a commercial in the making.
Yep. Had a triple threat match between Bob Charlie Bull Bull and Little Mac.
Yeah, it was Kofi promo. Yeah, the promo was fun. The promo was okay. The booking.
Worse.
Well, you know what, though? I was thinking about it. And I'm sort of giving away my predictions for Royal Rumble. But none of the championship matches have the potential for a title change. Zero. None. So that they're placeholder matches. Because you can't have a title change on the Royal Rumble, usually. At least not now in the WWE's eyes. So that's why they booked it.
Sheamus is amazingly succeeding as a champion.
They've actually booked him right.
Yeah.
But again, to this, I have said this last week and I'll say it again. The focus of the Rumble pay-per-view is the Rumble. We're not going to remember these title matches 2 years down the road.
Of course not.
We're just going to worry about the Rumble. So they're placeholder. They can be placeholder matches. No skin off my nose. It's that 1 hour of the pay per view that I look forward to.
Me too. However, you take a look back at Royal Rumble history. Some of the best matches were the undercard. Like I'll give you a good example. 1991. How about the Rockers versus the Orient Express?
You're going back 20 years, though.
Okay, let me go back a couple of years, then. A great title match. 2008, Rey Mysterio versus Edge with La Familia.
I was there for that match. That wasn't bad. Okay.
No, it wasn't.
That was... In the 2008 Rumble, both of those title matches had the potential for people to leave. I remember Randy Orton was champ and Jeff Hardy was there. Everyone thought Jeff Hardy was going to have the trigger pulled that night.
Oh yeah.
But not in this year. This year it's a difference.
Yeah, there's no chance.
But you know what though? I thought a lot of what they did on Raw was absolutely fun, okay? I liked the promo with Tyson and Hornswoggle. That was fun when he said, I was going to eat you inside out or something to that effect.
I'm going to rip out your intestines.
Yes, exactly. I mean, Tyson, I'm
gonna stick my fingers up your nostrils and pull out your brain.
Yeah, exactly. Let's see.
Then we got the EverPointless Diva tournament.
Yeah, which is leading to, as you said, Maryse.
Gale versus Maryse, with Maryse winning the belt.
Yeah.
Why do you say that like that's a bad thing?
Because
Sorry.
It would have been much easier when they announced Melina had to drop the belt because she screwed up her leg. Just give us a match between the two top contenders, Gale Kim and Maryse. Give them some time and have Maryse be the champion already. This is...
I want to see the other divas work, even if you don't think they can. This is an opportunity.
That's because they can't
work. You got to get them in the ring so they can learn how to work. You're willing to deny people TV time because they
I wasn't going to deny them TV time. I'm going to put them in another match. They just don't belong with anything.
You're shitting on it regardless. Why can't we at least see these matches? At least they're doing something innovative and said, oh, let's just grab two people and put them in a match. I'd rather see a tournament. Anybody can just throw together a match.
I'm going to see a War Games. That's what I miss. I miss a War Games.
Hard for years.
Yeah, but go on. But go on.
Go on. Attention so thin you can cut it with a knife.
Yes, I know. Just go on.
All right, moving on, me and Josh were talking beforehand, getting away from Raw. Let's talk about wrestlers losing their grips on reality, as we're calling this segment.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a new show on the Fox Reality Channel, probably their last original, unless they pull out Solitary 4.0.
No, they're not, because Fox Reality is closing its doors on March 31st. Yes.
Then this will be the last one.
It's a show called Seducing Cindy. Yeah, I can tell you about this show. Seducing Cindy, anybody knows there's an internet supermodel named Cindy Margolis.
And she aged.
Yes, and so they're doing this dating reality show where someone is going to find love for Cindy. You know, we've all seen this before in the dating reality show game. And the contestants range from age 18 to age 71, okay? But that's not the oogie part. The oogie part is one of the people is a former member of the Spirit Squad.
Oh, my God.
Named Kenny Doane.
Kenny!
Hey, everybody. It's Kenny Dykstra.
Kenny Dykstra, Kenny Doane. Mickey James's ex-fiance, correct?
Yo. Yes. Oh,
and he's still green.
Mickey James's ex-fiance, okay.
And he's still green. That's a VW joke.
Ooh.
Is he so green that his head could be mistaken for a leafy vegetable?
Ooh.
Wait, when he went to Spirit Squad, he refused to wear green because he was so green. He didn't need
Damn.
It.
Damn.
Well, he wants to become an actor, if I believe the route.
Yes, and we all know being a supermodel is the quickest way to get an acting career.
Well, we know who's going to be eliminated first. He's first over the top rope. What else do I want to say? I will say, though, that there was some other good stuff on Raw that I think we kind of sloughed over. I loved the...
The Miz MVP.
That was the best... Well, I was going to get to that. But also the Ted DiBiase, Cody Rhodes, Evan Bourne, Mark Henry match wasn't bad.
Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
You made the reference.
Baby oil!
Oh. I didn't make the reference. Now, that's Randy Orton. But I did like the Santino Marella and the All-Italian-Italian challenge versus the All-American-American challenge myself.
That was nice.
American.
Further proof that Jack Swagger needs to get the hell off of Raw.
And go back to, like,
go to SmackDown and be a part of Punk's cult.
There you go.
By the way, how good is Punk Jesus, by the way?
I miss
He will heal your sins! He will heal you! He will forgive you for all your sins! He will cleanse you by showing you the way of straight edge! Oh, by the way, which I'm holding right now, and it's called a ruler. Never mind.
The television, plus the Pledge of Allegiance and a couple of other things in his thing tonight, just killed me.
It's just, he's so good. It's just, I heard this was like his heel run in Ring of Honor, from what I've heard.
I believe so.
But the Miz MVP...
Ahead of ourselves.
Yes, I'm sorry. The Miz MVP promo, unbelievable stuff. That's the promo MVP should have cut 2 years ago. God, that was so good. You know? And MVP's promo, and the Miz's promo, I know people hate the Miz. I know a lot of my friends do. But I'm sorry, he makes you hate him more than anything, and that's how freaking good he is right now.
Yeah,
that's all you can ask out of a heel.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and another first-round match with Eve Torres beating Kaylee Burchill, and then we have the Vince basically saying, "Up, the matter's closed. Brett will never be on the WWE ever again."
No chance, that's right.
Pretty much, no chance. And how many people in this audience believe that to be happening?
Nobody.
Thought so. And then we had the swerve.
We had the main event of Chris Jericho and Mike Tyson versus DX.
Which was a
Does anyone smell that? It kind of smells like Swerve. Is someone getting that smell?
Russo, get out of here. Get lost.
Let me tell you something. Put it to you this way. I smelled it from, where were they located?
Minneapolis.
I smelled it from Minneapolis as soon as they said the words Tyson and Jericho.
No, I smelt it from Stanford when they wrote it last week.
Oh. Wow. But even so, to see Tyson at least lock up was pretty fun. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I would have loved to have seen him do at least one or two more moves, like a clothesline or a body slam, but meh. But again,
should more driving there than Jeremy Piven, that's for sure.
Hell, but yeah, no kidding.
And show more work rates than Lacey Von Erich. Which leads me to the best quote of the week.
Oh.
This is from Lance Storm.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
Go get him, big man.
This is abridged. I thought nobody had inherited less wrestling talent than David Flair. Lacey Von Erich has proved me wrong.
Wow!
Oh!
Damn!
And which made me feel giddy when on TNA Impact, Angelina Love just blasted Lacey Von Erich.
Well, yeah. Can we just go to ECW for just a quick cup of coffee? You know,
which is pretty much how long the show's got left before it gets rebranded. But, yeah, let's go there.
Zack Ryder defeats the Hurricane. Although
what did Nikki weep?
But Nikki, you said there was something pretty funny about the promo.
What was he talking about? Oh, just the fact that there was a slight PGification when the Hurricane had to work around Zack Ryder talking out of his ass.
Rosa, you said spoke in Spanish on Hurricane. What she said.
Mm-hmm.
Goldust defeated Trent Barreto with Caitlin Croft.
Wait, I thought that was the other way around.
Tre- Beretta defeated. Trent Beretta defeated Goldust. You're right. And the winner of the over-the-top battle royal is Ezekiel Jackson. Placeholder match number two, but still.
No, placeholder match number two. I think that one has a shot to change hands.
I just hope they go more than 5 minutes with intros.
Ten might be the max they'll give for that match, because you got to give at least an hour for the Rumble.
Yeah, and by the way, just for an interesting thing, the ratings for Impact, 1.3.
So they retained some of the audience.
No,
but
they gained at least 0.3 of a point from Thursday night. Remember, the rerun did a 1, and what is it, a 0.98, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So they gained 0.3 of a point, even though it was taped.
Yeah. Okay. Now I want to quickly switch back to our wrestlers losing their grip on reality segment.
Mm-hmm.
Because on mine and Jason's favorite network, GSN, debuted a reality show.
Oh, please, dear God.
Yes.
Called Carney Wilson Unstable.
A
reality show is bad when two of your sidebar characters are more entertaining than the person you're supposed to be focusing on.
True.
One of them was Art the Clothing Guy, and the second one was DDP?
Yeah.
Diamond Dallas Page?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. And you just got to love it. When he first appeared on the scene, he just browbeat Carney Wilson.
Don't we wish we all could do that?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure. How far down the totem pole of life has Diamond Dallas Page gone?
Not as far down as Kenny Doane, that's for sure. At least more people are at least watching GSN than Fox Reality Network.
That's a coin flip, though. Do you really want to be associated with one of the worst reality show concepts on a freaking game show network? Give it a break.
It's not going to affect the sales of his Yoga for Regular Guys stuff.
No, he's actually getting free promotion off the show because he's wearing the Yoga for Regular Guys shirt.
Smirk.
Otherwise, they would have had him cover it up. You know, Hefner would have been really cool if he had to cover up, he'd wear the whole DDP ring jacket from, like,
99. Self high five, baby.
Yeah, just to try it all the way. However, I have to quote mine and Jason's best good friend, Gordon Pepper, on this show. Quote, couldn't we just get Diamond Dallas Page to give Carney Wilson a diamond cutter and have that be the entire series?
There you go.
until he gets it right.
And to which I added, and then maybe we could get a good host for season 3 of the Newlywed Game and Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh, God, wow.
I'd watch that. I'm not a fan of the dating game, but I'd watch that if DDP hosts.
Newlywed Game.
Them too.
There you go. Hi,
yeah.
I'm DDP, smirk. This is a Newlywed Game without Carney Wilson, and that's not a bad thing, smirk. That's a good thing, smirk.
Win.
Yes.
Big, evil, silly, cultish grin.
Yeah.
So bad.
Buy or sell?
I would buy that. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Oh, wow. Oh, good grief.
By the way, I still think Hidden Agenda is worse.
Haven't seen it. I've heard. It's just, awful.
Oh, it's bad. Jason, you're going to be awake tomorrow morning for We Love to Interrupt, right?
Yes, I will be.
All right, I'll see you there.
You're definitely going to do it tomorrow.
I have Mom wake me up at 5:45 in the morning.
Okay, good enough.
You sick.
And I talked to Gordon, and he got it cleared.
Wow, but just unbelievable.
Oh, God. Jason, do you have a DVR?
No, I don't, but I'm, you know, anyway.
It's bad.
It's bad. Anyway.
This is Dylan Lane Chain Reaction bad.
Oh, God.
We got 25 minutes to do predictions and TNA and all that stuff. So,
let's fly.
Quickly, TNA, let's talk about Impact for about 10 minutes to show while I get the TNA pickup set up. Angelina Love returns.
Yay.
Yay.
All is right with the world.
For about 5 minutes.
Yes.
Totally that, yeah.
Well, more than that, because we get to see Hamada and Awesome Kong beat the living crap out of Velvet Sky and Madison Rain.
I love Awesome Kong. By the way, she, I believe, is doing a fundraiser for the Haiti Relief Fund tonight. Good for her.
Yes.
Also, WWE, for those on their website, is partnering with, I believe, AmeriCares for their wrestling relief.
Mm-hmm.
So good for both of them to help and stuff out. So,
right.
Good for them.
Sure.
Oh, and by the way, Masked Man finally revealed.
As Big Dick Johnson. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
Nope. Well, if it was Big Dick Johnson, he would have lost a lot of weight.
Not that much, because Tonko looked horrible.
Oh, he
did. He looked worse than when he showed up for his cup of coffee in the E last year. I mean, he looked like he'd been working on Giant Bernard's diet.
I think No, he looked like he came from the Nasty Boys locker room and ate some pizza.
By the way, speaking of the Nasty Boys.
Must we?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, but the 3D promo before the beating up of 3D by the Nasty Boys was pretty freaking cool.
Yes, it was.
That was great. That was great. Where have you been for the last 10 years?
No, it's where have you been for the last 20 years?
Filleting Hulk Hogan. No, I'm sorry.
And right, Hulk Hogan can walk forward with you two sitting on his coattails.
Wow.
And then we actually have a name for Hall Nash and Six.
The Bear.
I was waiting for them to play The Last Waltz.
You see, I told you, Nikki, I told you. Okay.
What did you tell me?
I told you that the band is an actual group which is fronted by an old fart named Robbie Robertson.
Okay.
And
Jason,
believe me,
Jason
right.
Knows old farts.
But and I said they could sue them for copyright infringement.
Absolutely could.
And sue them for everything they got so they can't pay any loans.
Or they could change the name and the spelling of band and get away with it, maybe.
Yeah, the band, BANNED. That would I like that.
Yeah.
That would be better.
Huh.
Than, you know?
Just add
you
an E to the end of anything,
wall.
It works.
The band, BANNED, is a new English punk new wave outfit from the late 70s.
Does it matter? That would have lapsed, so they could do it.
But even so, it's a dumb name for a dumb group, and they get to face beer money.
And possibly...
Wow, Scott Hall.
I can smell it from here.
What, the alcohol fumes?
Yeah.
And the bullshit. I smell the vomit.
Yes. I smell the bullshit. Yeah, pretty much. Although I did like the Desmond Wolf Samoa
Joe match.
That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
That was really fun, and that's and of course I loves me the Pope on commentary.
Yes,
the Pope is spooky.
Oh, he's a character.
I like. Now you said. Now didn't you work with him a couple times? Nikki?
I worked with him once with when he came over to Jimmy's for a cameo. He hadn't been picked up by TNA yet, obviously, but he.
his charisma is such that when he was talking about something in the locker room, it was an E.F. Hutton moment. I just dated myself.
Yes, that's okay.
Focus. Everybody listened, even the veterans, because we had Cody freaking Hawk and Brian freaking Beach, two guys that are huge on the Cincinnati circuit.
And Cody Hawk, who has done, I believe he's done a couple jobs for WWE in recent history.
Cody's been up there. John Moxley, I don't know if Moxley was there that night, but if he was there, he stopped and listened, and he's been on TV. He's jobbed on TV, so it was freaky. Great guy, though.
So in 3 weeks, Nikki, how many cameras should I bring, one, two, or three?
You're talking box cameras?
Like the Kodak FunSaver cameras?
Okay, bring three.
Definitely got it.
Three. You might need four.
Well, of course, I'm going to use one up on me and Chels and you and the other crew.
Well,
usually
now,
goes there.
For the rest of the staff, please.
Yeah,
what's going on? Are you road tripping?
Might as well announce it now. I'm actually, me and Nick, you've talked about it. I've wanted to see local wrestling for a while, since there's none in Washington. I talked to Nikki and asked if I could hang at her place for a weekend in a couple of days, because I want to explore the United States, and Columbus is a pretty good place to start off at. There's Ohio State University. I'm probably going to take a tour of there when she's working. And we're also going to see a couple of independent wrestling shows, I do believe. One of them being Insanity Pro Wrestling February the 6th at IPW Arena, which is a special one, which is IPW versus Chikara.
Oh,
Damn you, bad.
Nicely done. That works.
So he picked an excellent weekend to come down. Unfortunately, I'm not working that show. However, I'm going to go twist. The promoter told me in December that January and February were done. So I'm going to go twist his arm really, really hard and say you're going to book me for March, right?
Even if she has to work with Dave Crist.
No, right. Not again. Never. Damn him.
Okay, Robert, 15 minutes. Let's do this.
Got it. Let's see. 8 matches. We'll make 11 points.
That's a lot of nuts.
What do you expect? I'm a nutty type of guy.
Anyway.
No, Pete.
Yeah. Thanks for the softball.
Oh.
Pope versus Desmond Wolfe. Who wins, DRM? Wait, Josh is first, so Josh will go with you.
Let's see. Wolf De Niro. I will go De Niro.
VRM.
I'm looking at I'm looking Wolf with the momentum over Joe, the clean victory over Joe. Yeah, I'm going with Pope.
Okay, Jason.
I'm going with Desmond Wolfe. I think Desmond Wolfe, Pope feud won't be over by this.
Gonna bow to the howl, Nikki.
Pope by DQ. Desmond Wolfe loses his temper.
Jim.
I'm going papal, Pope.
And Mr. Chenier.
Holla, holla.
This one is Teddy Long on here.
I think Carl got conked on the head and became Teddy Long all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Bite me, asshole. All right.
Wow.
I'm getting four flashbacks.
I got the Pope here, you no good beast. Anyway, hi.
Hi.
Yo.
I got Wolf. Next up, Sean Morley versus Daniels. Okay, Carl.
Daniels.
Jim.
Give me Daniels as well.
Nikki.
When's the last time Morley ever won a match?
I think when he was Intercontinental Champion back in 1999.
Daniels.
Jason.
Daniels.
CRM.
Daniels.
And Josh.
Can we break out brooms? Can we? I'm going Daniels.
Sweet. Daniels.
And that's a broom.
Okay. 2 points for this one. The Amazing Red versus to be announced opponent. 2 points. 1 point, can you guess the person? And two, who wins? Remember, it is guess the person and who wins. Josh, you start.
All right. I'm going so far out of left field with the opponent that's going to be nuts. My opponent for Amazing Red, Shannon Moore.
Ooh, good choice.
Who wins? Amazing Red by disqualification after Homicide comes out and starts beating the ever-loving Yahoo out of Red.
And then Jeff Hardy makes the save?
Yep.
We go to VRM.
Yeah, considering it's Bischoff who made this match, right? Am I correct in that?
No.
Oh. But still, mystery opponents. Hall and Nash are booked. Waltman ain't. Waltman, he's going to get a nice little assist, but he's not going to get the belt. So... Waltman, but Red retained.
Jason.
Waltman Moore. I'll go with Waltman, but the Amazing Red wins.
Nikki.
It'll be a new talent, but it turns out to be Homicide in disguise. And we find this out mid-match, Amazing Red wins.
Jim.
I like the Waltman idea. I like the artist formerly known as Six Pac, or as a friend of mine says, the person who got some from China.
Wow. Are we talking about the
I have to go. I have to search on Facebook.
Got some from China or the person who took China up the butt?
Thank you. There's an actual there was a perfect term for it. I couldn't find it. I'm going to go with... Waltman is your mystery guest, and Amazing Red will still win.
Oh.
I'm going with the greaseball rat, but Red will win.
So Waltman and Red. I am going to go way out of the box on this one.
Even worse than me? Oh, God.
Yeah. And this might be stupid thinking.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Shut up.
Ouch.
This is what I get a few years back for trying to do Break the Bank 85 in the net game thing.
Yes.
Monstrosity to the extreme, perhaps? Yes.
Okay.
Brian Kendrick comes in.
Oh,
wow. I like that.
Not only that.
Uh-oh.
He wins the belt.
Oh, my God, you're throwing the long ball.
Wow.
If you are right, you're a genius. If you're wrong, well...
However, the rules state, if Red loses the belt, I still get the point.
I was going to ask that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, either way, I can't lose.
That's a great time to go long bomb. I'm impressed. Good one.
That's right. A bold prediction. I like it.
Next one. Another two-pointer. Two out of three falls. ODB versus Tara. Here is the two-pointer. one, who winds up with the belt when the match is over? Here's the thing. Let me say this again. Who winds up with the belt after the match? And two, how many falls does it go? Let me say that again. Who winds up with the belt after the match?
Right, got it.
Okay. And how many falls does it go? I feel like Jim Lang all of a sudden. Carl?
There's a joke somewhere in there, but we're not going to get to that.
Yes, you're on your third and final step towards your million-dollar chance of a lifetime.
Speaking of the stuff that Rob's hosted, anyway, two falls. We're going to go with Big Boobs to retain our title.
Okay, Jim.
I'm going three falls, and I'm going with the resident from just down the street. I'm in a trailer area, so that would be ODB.
Thank you.
Three falls, and Ms. Austin walking away with the belt.
Who?
ODB. She's essentially a female Austin.
Yeah. Except that when she drinks the beer, it goes directly to her boobs.
Yeah.
I mean, you could probably put a tap on the boobs and get... You have your choice. Bud Light or Miller Genuine Draft.
Yeah, next. Go ahead.
Jim, Jason, whatever. Jason.
ODB in three.
Okay. Yerim.
ODB in three.
Josh.
ODB in three.
ODB, yes, and in three.
That's a sweep.
Because...
Well, not quite.
Well, not quite. Some people said two falls. But you're all listening to what I said about the match. Who winds up with the belt afterwards? Because we could have a potential Clash of Champions situation where you had a 2-out-of-3-fall match and the last fall can end in a DQ.
That's right. I understand. I still think ODB is going to hold the belt anyway.
Yeah, she's got it, so...
British Invasion versus Morgan and Hernandez. This is a one-point match. Josh.
British Invasion retain.
BRM.
Brits.
Jason.
Pulling the upset, Morgan and Hernandez take the belt.
Nikki.
Morgan and Hernandez, because Rob Terry does not do his interference correctly.
Jim.
I'm going British Invasion.
Carl.
How do you like your upset, Morgan and Hernandez?
British Invasion for one reason only. They have a UK tour going on after the Impact tapings.
Okay.
So it would be potent for them to boost ticket sales for a couple of Brits to be holding major gold.
Smart.
In one word or less, Abyss versus Bobby Lashley. The Monster versus the Boss. I have my finger on the buzzer if you screw up, and we go to Carl Chenier.
Fraud.
Who?
Fraud.
Lashley, then, right?
Yeah.
Jim.
Abba Dabba. Hyphenated, damn it! Oh, wow.
Who is it?
Who?
Abyss. Sorry.
Okay. Nikki.
Dominate.
Jason.
Monster.
No fun at all. DRM.
Bastard.
said it wrong. Josh.
No.
What?
I can't.
Oh, Lashley. By the way, the correct word pronunciation is bastard. But my word is toilet.
Not very nice.
That's because, as much as like Abyss, I hate Bobby Lashley enough to say I don't give a damn.
Okay.
By the way, since Crystal Lashley is just a fourth class, thank you. Dear Money versus Kevin Nash and Scott Hall. Seven, 2 points for this one. Who wins? Who gets pinned? Josh, go ahead.
The outsiders win. Rude gets pinned. I hate them so much.
DRM.
Outsiders, because and Hall's going to steal all of James Storm's beer.
Jason.
True.
The band wins its first match back. James Storm gets pinned. I feel dirty right now.
Nikki.
The Outsiders win. Rude gets pinned when Kevin Nash tears his quad falling on him.
Win.
Jim.
I like that so much, I'm going to just copy hers.
Okay. Carl.
The Old Bastards.
Now, there's a name.
Yeah.
And who gets pinned?
Storm, after they take his beer.
Beer Money wins. And Waltman gets pinned because Scott Hall no-shows again.
I like that. Yes. Win.
That's a win, too.
Yes.
Okay, AJ Styles versus Kurt Angle. Kurt Angle's last shot at AJ's world title in 2010. Carl, take us home.
Gonna stick with the hot hand, AJ.
Jim.
I'm gonna go with Kurt Angle here.
Nikki.
Angle on the last chance rule.
Mm-hmm.
Jason.
AJ is going to win. Give them 25 minutes. Please let it be as good as the match we saw last Monday.
Oh, they'll definitely get 25-30 easily. VRM.
Angle in the second match of the year candidate.
And Josh, take us home.
Angle wins.
Angle wins. No. Angle wins with assistance from Ric Flair, Kurt Angle's new manager.
Good grief.
Oh, your boobs.
Holy smoke, you are like. This is just insane. You are.
He's turning into the wizard here.
Deal.
I think Karnak has invaded his head.
But you know what?
Oh.
You want to know something? Everything he's making is logical sense.
It is for once.
This is a Russo. This is a Russo book pay-per-view. Why should it make sense?
No.
That's true, too.
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense for a Russo book pay-per-view.
By the way, do we get a point to see who the new acquisition is, or do we all think it's...
We all have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Before, I'd like to say thank you for listening to this here program. It doesn't run well without listeners, so I'd like to thank Jim, Carl, Josh, VRM, Jason, and Nikki. And I will leave you with one final Karnak. May I borrow a quarter for bus fare?
May I borrow a quarter for bus fare?
what Vince Russo and Ed Ferrara will be saying to the Amazing Red when they leave the Impact Zone Sunday night after they get fired.
Oh! Oh.
Good night.
Pants on the ground. Pants on the ground. You looking like a poo
with
your
pants,
on
the ground.
Out of my life.
Booyah!
I have a feeling we're going to be talking about that tomorrow on Game Show News that we love to interrupt.
Good night.
By the way, I updated Game Show garbage, you guys.
Yep.
Oh, what'd
I've
you put on?
Read it. Second
What's
worst
new update?
Game.
Second worst game?
Second worst game when it comes to maximum winning percentage on The Price is Right.
Uh-oh.
Worst
you know what it is,
effects.
Jim?
I should know it, but I don't.
I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
They're normally wild.
Aces?
No.
Joker.
Joker with its 80% win. I'm surprised he is 31 years old now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Good night, everyone.
Yes. Good night. See you next week.
You got through one show. You got through one show without a screw your boobs reference. Proud of
Do
you.
Do it.
I almost did.
Well, we mentioned the Divas on the show. That should have gotten a screw your boobs reference.
Well, we're still on, so screw your boobs.
Well, they're smart, they're sexy, and
say.
Powerful. You can't screw their boobs. I mean, you know.
Smart,
you have to
sexy,
say.
Powerful, possibly you can pay $25,000 to sleep with them for an evening. Yeah.
And Conan has that kind of money.
Good night.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Good night, all.
I'm with Team Conan.